Welcome to Cricket Only Better, episode 237 for Betfair. This is your IPL betting hub. I'm Ed Hawkins. Just when we thought we had this IPL nailed, what did Delhi do to Chennai Super Kings? And the Mumbai Indians collapse continues. Paul Krishnamurthy of betting.betfair, are you still learning?
Well, we're always learning in betting that you've got to always be learning. But I actually don't think much has changed. I think the fundamentals are still there. And I think we've pretty much got it nailed outright.
We'll talk about that. Fundamentals as well. Lots of those to come. Richard Mann of sportinglife.com is here. Goodwill punting on the IPL this week, Rich?
Yeah, Pat Cummins was a good winner for us last week. Top bowler for Sunrisers. But he's bowled brilliantly throughout, actually.
Rich had 2 points, 7-2 on Patty to do the beers for Sunrisers and from the best bets. 1.5 points winner on Warner at threes as well from me. Paul's back for best bets this week. But on this episode of the IPL Betting Hub, we've got three games to preview. We've got Delhi Capitals versus Kolkata Knight Riders Wednesday, Thursday Gujarat versus Punjab, Friday Sunrisers versus Chennai, which will be eagerly anticipated. You've got team news, pitch reports, players to follow, trades, strategies, and of course the best bets for all of those games. We do start with an outright and general discussion about what's happening in IPL, Betfair exchange prices to win, all subject to change, of course. 4.8, we've got new favourites. It's Rajasthan Royals, who are 100% from three games. 5.2, Chennai. 5.3, KKR. 10.5, RCB, 12 Sunrisers, 12.5 Mumbai Indians. We'll dissect them in a bit. Absolutely disastrous. Gujarat Titans, 15. Lucknow Super Giants, 18. We'll talk about those two prices. Delhi Capitals, 27. Punjab, 55. Rock bottom, no change. We'll talk Mumbai in a second, Paul. I think we're all in a great agreement that crazy bonkers price alerts are sounding, given what we've seen so far about those prices for Gujarat and Lucknow.
It's amazing. I mean, we talked about this for months. And when we did the preview, I think that we, and I think most people who analyse cricket and cricket betting, would have said, yeah, the betting order's roughly right. It's not, there's no big drama there. There's no great shock going to happen. I go away for a week. Couldn't get on the Betfair outright market, so I wasn't really aware. And it come back, and it's like a herd of elephants have been through everybody's house, smashed the laptops up, and I don't understand it at all, right? So let's just get to Gujarat first, right? Now, I was always of the view that you have a starting price, and then when you win games, your price shortens, right? So they were 9.4. They've got the best record the last 2 years of any team. They've won two from three, and their first two matches were against Mumbai and Chennai, probably the two hardest. And yet their price has contracted by 60% to 15. Why? How does that make sense? Now then, look at the market. Sunrisers are one from three. Mumbai are 0 from three. RCB are one from three. All of them are shorter than Gujarat. You know, Sunrisers, it's like one from three, and they were shorter price than they were when they started the tournament. It's just madness. And then the same goes for Lucknow, who were, before Saturday's win, they were 28 on there because they lost one game to Rajasthan. You know, nothing. So I think it's a goldmine at the moment, snapping up all of these overreactions, and we'll get into that with the specific teams later.
Rich, what have you seen? Anything that would surprise you? There might be nothing, of course. It could be exactly as you expected.
I think, Paul's dead right about the outright. I mean, the Gujarat's price is crazy because they've had such a hard start as well. I mean, things are going to get easier. They've got the weaker sides to come, haven't they? Just want to pick up on the two bouncer rule, if I may, quickly. Talked about it a little bit last week. I think it's really opened up the top bowler market. In the past, we wanted a new ball bowler, swings a new ball, bowls at the death, or a really good wrist spinner. You know, I think Rashid Khan, Mohammed Shami won the overall top tournament bowler last year, new ball bowler, then good wickets at death. But this two bouncer rule that's coming this year, it's brought people like Pat Cummins in, for example, who won't bowl with a new ball, who bowl test match length in the middle. It's given he's less predictable than he was last year. He gets that first bouncer in and people could line him up thinking, right, test match length, I know what's coming. But with another bouncer up his sleeve, he's become a lot more effective. It's not just coming, by the way. Madwell today, Mumbai Indians have lost, but the three of the four wickets they took, Madwell took three of them. Two with bouncers, another one with a short ball that was chopped on. And Mohit Sharma's used a slower ball bouncer really effectively in those middle overs. Andre Russell's been fantastic, just bowling back of a length, hard length, bouncer, slower ball bouncer. And suddenly these guys in that quieter middle period, these seamers who didn't really pick up wickets, they're well into the game now. And I think it's fascinating for the top bowler market in general.
Hey, we'll talk about some bowlers to follow elsewhere. A point about Rabada coming up, but we'll get to that. Let's deal with the big story. Rajasthan. Mumbai have lost to Rajasthan. That's three in a row defeats. I'll call it now. I thought they're going to go very well in this league this season. I think the title campaign is over. You might disagree, Rich or Paul, but I think any team that concedes 275 against, well, any team, doesn't matter. The fact that it was Sunrisers is not going to win an IPL title. Their team selection is all over the place. We spent hours going through all the stats, working about who the elite players were, who performed above the mean. We worked out that Mumbai had four of them. Well, they're not picking two of them who are available. The third is Surkami Yadav, who's not fit. They won't pick Radhira, who's elite, and they won't pick Tashara, who's elite on strike rate and averages. Are they done, Paul, for you, all over?
Yeah, I think you're right. Look, they're not done because it's certainly mathematically possible to make the last four. But look at the last 2 years when we've had 10 teams in it. The top three sides lost a maximum of five games, and no one qualified having lost more than six. And you've lost three already, and there's 11 left in the group. That's a lot of wins to come through. And I think that the bigger point is the whole model of what they've done is under threat here on trial. Because they've got this huge squad. We see it, this global squad almost, that turns up at every franchise tournament. But they haven't got a clue who their best 11 is. And like you say, I mean, we didn't have any of these. None of us mentioned Shams Milani or Quinn and Macapa or Namandia, right? And they may well turn out to be great players, but at the moment, they're in a squad that is going to presumably just constantly change throughout the season. And now we're into a position where they're struggling. I wonder if those World Cup players are going to want to be rested and the whole thing could just implode. They could be bottom.
Yeah, they could well implode. I mean, there's issues there with Hardik, the skipper as well. Just some of the decisions that making on the field of play against Sunrisers was absolutely, you know, crazy, holding back Bumrah for what? the game is going through your fingers, and he wouldn't bowl him. Richard, Paul's given the stats saying, I'm talking about seven wins. They would need minimum issues with the captaincy. Are they finished for you, Mumbai, or can they come back from this, given they don't know what their best team is?
No, I think they're finished. I mean, you're right, the change in captaincy has had a disruptive effect. And then you just look at the two key facets, the batting and the bowling. Bumrah's back with the ball, but he looks the only one. Chawla was picking up wickets last year. He's had a really quiet start. No, Berendorf, who did a good job last year. And we lauded the batting lineup, didn't we, and said there was all this good young talent, and I'm sure it's there. What they had last year was Sky Yadav scoring a lot of runs very, very quickly and making big scores. He isn't the fit at the moment. And suddenly you see that these really talented young guys just aren't able to step up to the mark and take on that responsibility. I think it's the end of the road for them. He's got a feel of a rebuilding phase, but that was supposed to be last year, and this was supposed to be the rebirth and the title charge. But it looks like another year is going to pass them by.
Anything on innings runs, Paul? I'm conscious of time, so short and sharp pass.
Well, no, nothing crazy. Not everything fairly much in line with what I'd expect. Obviously, we've had some mad ones like that Sunrisers score you mentioned, but and Mumbai collapse today, but that's about it. It's fairly much in the range.
I think you've spotted, Richard.
No, I mentioned the bouncer rule for top bowler markets. In terms of innings runs, I'm definitely still keeping an open mind. I don't think it's having a detrimental effect on that just yet.
All righty. Let's get a game on. It's Wednesday. It's Delhi Capitals versus KKR from Vizag. Betfair exchange prices 2.14 Delhi Capitals versus 1.84 Kolkata. I'll give you teams now. Delhi, Warner Shaw being subbed in or out for Salam Pant at number three, which is a nicer look. Marsh, Stubbs, Aksar, Perel, Nokian, Mukesh, Ishant, Khalil's a very long tail at this. Still no Nungi Nagidi replacement with the ball. Look now, picked up Matt Henry. Why weren't Delhi in for him? KKR, Salt, Nareen, Venkatesh potentially be subs in or out for Baron Chakravarti. Shreyas, Rinku, Russell, Ramandeep, Stark, Roy, Rana, Raghavanshi. Vizag, we saw 200, both teams to score. India versus Australia in 2023. Delhi's 1-9-1 against CSK in that big upset, the big upset we've had so far. Suggests it's a flat one. Sports would go 9-5, both teams for 190. Richard Mann, what do you make of that Delhi batting lineup change up? Is the Chennai win a false dawn?
I think there's still issues in that batting personally, but I thought the ball brilliantly against CSK. Fantastic right the way through. And even at the end when we got the Dhoni show, didn't we? Which was all a bit self-indulgent, wasn't it? We're not taking any ones. But I still thought the ball pretty well at the end there. Khalil, terrific up front. That was a big, big win for them. I've obviously put them up to finish bottom. And I must admit, that gave me a few concerns. I thought they were really good.
Yeah. Paul, maybe there's not can bowl, but they're not great batting units. So when they got on a really good batting wicket, that gives them something of an edge. Who wins this game?
Yeah, I think that's very logical. And Rich is completely right. I mean, same boat, also bet Delhi bottom, also freaks me out a little bit to say. But my main bet was I'm going to say back the tie. I think this is a good bet down about the tie. But I still think, I think that KKR are the better side. They should be favourites. But at the same time, we know that teams don't win every game. I don't think KKR has suddenly become a great side. Still fundamentally the same side that hasn't been good enough for the last few years and was joint favourites to be outsiders. So I wouldn't be betting pre-match. And as we're saying, I mean, Delhi were really good yesterday. And that was on this ground. So perhaps I'd keep going. I mean, I don't think they have the right. I don't think their batting is anywhere near good enough to contend, but at least with Rishabh Pant back in form, they've got a case.
Yeah, Rich, talking about outright prices and wrong prices that Paul's gone into, particularly Gujarat and Lucknow, 5.3 Kolkata's, they've been overrated, haven't they?
I've been quite impressed with them, actually. I think it's a really good batting lineup. And as I said, I think Russell with the ball's a big win for them if he can stay fit. But there's no way there should be a trading a similar sort of price to CSK. That is utterly bonkers. You know what you're going to get with Kolkata. You're going to get plenty of highs and quite a few lows. So I certainly wouldn't be touching them in the outright market for all the very well capable of winning this match.
What do we do on runs, innings, runs, markets, Paul, for this game?
I think it's going to be high, but I do also think the market will be high. I think KKR aside, they're just full of runs and would concede them as well. So I'd be up for backing either side to get big runs. So if we can get, say, 5-2 plus about 200, that would interest me. But I think probably the better way is sixes. Last two games here, 20 and 16 sixes. The nature of KKR and their players means you're going to get plenty. So I would be looking at maybe over 14.5, I reckon they'll go. 5 or 6, or ideally, if I could get something like over 7.5 KKR sixes, that would be a really good bet.
Nuggets from Richard Mann before we move to players to follow.
Yeah, a little bit cuter on Delhi's batting, but what we've seen is throughout the three games that they've played so far, really strong starts through Warner and Mitch Marsh, and then they've had a mini collapse and then they've finished well. So personally, I think what I will be doing with Delhi runs is let them get a good start and then probably look to sell at that point, or the other way is just look to back when they're 4 or 5 down, because with people like Aksar down the order, they've definitely got some hitting. So if they have a collapse, I know, you know, they're going to be all out for 130, 140, which has looked on the cards in every game. From 4 or 5 down, they've rallied. They won 2-2 for 5 against Rajasthan Royals, still got 173. So there's runs down the order. But there's a collapse of 3 and 5 looks a big issue to me for this Delhi batting lineup.
Yeah, I agree with that. So moving on to those Delhi batters, top bat win rates. David Warner's won 45% of the time in the last 2 years, including this competition. He's boosted to 11-4, but it would be 3 wins in a row for him. I'm not sure that I'd play for 3 wins in a row. Mitchell Marsh, same price, is winning only 20%. Shaw, who's come back into the team as an opening slot, and 0 wins in 19. For KKR, as Andre Russell, win rates last 2 years, 31 with the bat, 26 with the ball. These are percentages. So he is 8-1 for top KKR bat, and shortened right up for top bowler with Sportsbook. He's now 100-30 favourite, so that's about right. Nitish Rana is into 4-1 from 8-1s. We spoke about him last week and tipped him up last week. So Sportsbook are obviously listening to this show, unfortunately, and they're taking some of the value. That's a shame. Who do you like, Loathe, Paul?
Avoid KKR. Really hard team for me to select. But for Delhi, Warner can't keep on winning. So I think we've got to look for some value there. And I'm not that wild about Sportsbook prices, but I'll say keep an eye on the exchange for Axar Patel and maybe Abhishek Pirel, because often you get very generous odds about the number 6 and number 7, you know, if you get 20-1 plus. And I would also, on the man of the match, call DB added 12-1. I'm sure that has paid over the years.
Richard Mann.
Yeah, I'll go with Axar as well, because it, like you say, Warner, you can't keep winning. And other than that, it looks pretty light, doesn't it? So Axar could definitely win down the order. He's 14-1. And I like Norkey, a top Delhi bowler. I think he's warming to the task now. And he's another one of those big, strapping, quick bowlers who are bowling that middle phase, 2 bouncers. I can see him getting plenty of wickets caught square with a wicket. I don't want to be with a power play bowler, because they can't really use those 2 bouncers to their advantage, because you have a third man and a deep fine leg, so you're not going to really bowl the bouncer. But in that middle phase, Cummins, Norkia, these big guys, Mohit Sharma with the slow ball bouncer, I think there's wickets for them caught square with a wicket, so I'll go with Norkia here.
You can get a 16-1 on him man of the match as well, which I thought was big.
16s with sports, but there you go, we're underway. A reminder that every IPL game is previewed on betting.betfair, over 18s only, please. Game 2's on Thursday. It's Gujarat Titans versus Punjab Kings. Ahmedabad is the venue. Betfair exchange price is 1.77. Gujarat Punjab, 2.24. We'll talk about those prices in a sec. Here are the teams for Gujarat: Gil Sahar, Sai Sudarsan, subbed in and out with Mohit Sharma, Miller, Shankar, Umarzai, Tuatia, Rashid, Umesh Noor, now Kandy. Punjab, Dhawan, Besto, Prab Singh, subbed in or out for Arshdeep. Rousseau, we expect coming into this team. Livingston has picked up a calf injury. Sam Curran, Jitesh, Shashank, Harpreet, Rabada, Harshal, Rahul Chahar. In 9 of the last 14, T20 at Ahmedabad, 175.5 overs has been busted. Punjab, friendless versus Lucknow Super Giants in defeat, despite being well up with the rate up until the 9th over, when Johnny Bairstow hit 2 sixes consecutively, and then they became narrow favourites. So that says something about Punjab's ability in this tournament. Richard, do we put worries behind us about Chennai getting done at those 1.70 short odds and get into bed with Gujarat for a win here at 1.77, which, yeah, does look big, doesn't it?
It looks very meaty, doesn't it? I mean, Gujarat, as Paul said at the top of the show, the best overall team in the last few years, brilliant win percentage rate. I hate this phrase, but they generally get the job done. And they're up against a poor Punjab side who you wouldn't trust with your last 50p, would you? So now I'm Gujarat win all the way here. That looks a big price to me.
Paul, Punjab should be 2.4, 2.45, shouldn't they?
Yeah. This has always been the case, though. We said this all last year. I mean, in 2 years of this, Gujarat have won 24 out of 35 IPL matches, so they're 68%. And here they're playing it's perennial strugglers, never reaches the semis, and so he lost 2 games. So, yeah, really, you would have thought it's a sort of 8 to 13, 4 to 6 chance. Yeah, look, I wouldn't completely rule Punjab out. I have got my doubts about I have got some doubts about Gujarat, but, you know, without Shami, for instance. But certainly, as my outright bet suggests, they're solid to me. Hardik Pandya and Shami, they've lost, right? But that's negatives. Omazai is a good pickup. Mohit Sharma is now, he wasn't a regular inside before. He's now an absolute star bowler. Suhasan's improved. Shankar's improved. I don't see why they wouldn't be in contention again. And there should be a side like Punjab.
Strategies, trades and angles coming out with Richard Mann. The reason I mentioned that friendlessness on in play with Punjab is that if you're thinking about taking big prices about Punjab, like 2.3, 2.4, and their price ain't shifting, even they're going at, you know, 10 and over after 8 and 9, it's really difficult to, you know, do an in-and-out trade. But anything for you, Richard?
I like the market betting here. This is, you know, look, this is a sort of game that Gujarat just win. You've got to guess a little bit, but 8 wickets are 71 to 80 runs, 22 to 1. And 7 wickets are 61 to 70 runs, again in Gujarat's favour. That's 17 to 1. I'd dodge that for a few quid. I think that's fair enough. They beat SRH by 7 wickets in the last match, so that's 17 to 1 again.
Players to follow. Gil boosted to 5-2 with Sportsbook. Win rate 27.7. It needs to start putting his foot down. Mohit is probably a standout bet for a top Gujarat bowler, 4-1, winning 25% of the time, bowling at the death. The one 13-5 with Sportsbook, the top Punjab bat, 29.6. One of the few players you bet back-to-back. Rabada, we've been following consistently, but I think we're going to swerve him from now. He's just not bowling at the death. 30% win rate, 100 to 30, doesn't interest much now, I'm afraid. Paul, did I cut you off? Did you want to come back on something?
I just wanted to add a runs bet. I think it's a really good game to be backing runs. If you look at the numbers at Ahmed Abad, 200 should be going off 9 to 4 based on 5 years, and based on last year's 200 or more is odds on. Right, we haven't seen a 170 yet. I think we're due. A lot of the pitches here are roads. And to be honest, I mean, I think they're both sides well capable of reaching 200. I'm not particularly wild about even bowling attack.
Yeah, on this ground on Sunday as well, the runs were as short as they had been at Bengaluru and at the Wankhede actually as well. So it's as if people haven't caught on. But I think this was the third most productive ground last year for runs. So maybe the traders haven't caught up just yet.
Yeah.
Staying with you, Rich, give us a player to follow.
I think Mohit Sharma at 4-1, top Gujarat bowler, is an absolutely knocking bet. I mean, he won this market in the last match. Again, he's bowling 2 bouncers. He's actually bowling a lot of slower bouncers, not bowling in the power play off. He is one over. And then in that middle phase, he's just banging in the middle of the pitch and getting loads of catches out in the deep. And that's exactly what you want. And he's brilliant at the death. 4-1's a knocking bet. Obviously, Rashid Khan takes up such a chunk of the market as ever.
Oh.
Just to say, Mohit Sharma 4-1.
Yeah, I think we could probably say there's a consensus there. Pretty sure that if that fours holds, Mohit's going to be a bet on betting.betfair preview for that game. We've got the best bets still to come for all the games we've covered so far. We've got a final game to go through as well as Sunrisers. Return to Hyderabad to take on Chennai Super Kings. Sunrisers on an early show, 1.91. on Betfair Exchange, Chennai 1.8, suggesting we could get a choice affair here, potentially. Let's do the team. Sunrisers, Head Agarwal, subbed in or out for Washington Sundar, who I think is a really poor player. Brainless stuff from him against Gujarat the other day. Abhishek, tremendous. Markram, Klaassen, Shabazz, Samad, Cummins, Kumar, Mokande, and Unad Kat. More than 180 has been busted in 10 of the last 17 at Hyderabad. I've not made a note of Chennai's team, but off the top of my head, maybe Richard will come in and finish it off for me. But who have we got? Gaikwad, Ravindra, Rahane, Mitchell, Dubey, Rizvi,
Jadeja
Dhoni, Deepak, Deshpande, Patarana. Who else? I'm missing a couple.
Shahar.
So there we go. IPL record, by Sunrisers at this ground against Mumbai. So we're looking at both teams to score price with the sports book here. So 272, 17 to 2 for 210, and 25 to 220. Sunrisers are conceding 10.5 and over. Chennai at 8.4, but a little bit worried how they went around the park against Delhi. Is that an angle? Let's get into this game. Rich, Sunrisers are one trick ponies, aren't they? They can only do one thing, that's bat.
Yeah, I think you're dead right. And Pat Cummins has said he wants his team to be more aggressive this year. And with that, you think they'll be hoping for good pitches for the likes of Markram and Klassen and Travis Head to do that. I think it'll be all out attack from them. As you say, Cummins, apart, the attack looks really poor. And I think they're in a bit of a pickle here as well. The two frontline spinners generally spin the ball into the left-handers. Chennai have got plenty of hitting left-handers. Ravindra up top, Dubey just comes in and whacks it. Jadeja in that middle order as well. Cummins might have a bit of a problem. I think Chennai will make big runs here. And if that Sunrisers batting lineup clicks like it can, and we're thinking Klassen, I agree. I think 200 both teams to score is well in play.
Paul, this is the sort of game where Chennai should be capable of putting down a marker and putting Sunrisers in their place. Or are you worried about that Delhi performance?
No, not the slightest bit worried. You take that in your stride. Good teams don't win every game. The bad teams don't lose every game. Delhi played well in that game. The Chennai system that we've talked about so many times works. They started well. The one doubt I might have had was that Pathirana wasn't in great form going into this, but he's been brilliant. So they've got their death bowler back. They've got the semis and the finals at home. And they're still very much the team to beat for me, and probably a good bet 4-1.
Rich, Nuggets?
I think I'll just stick with the both teams to score. I think you covered it expertly there.
Okay. Paul, what do we do about Sunrisers' four runs, either with the bat or with the ball on those markets?
Right. So prior to that mad score last time, there have been one 200 plus first inning score in the last 17 games there. So I'm very wary of making a confident prediction, but I'm assuming here the pitch has been completely turned into a road somehow, right? In which case we've got to be doing these 200 plus. And Chennai, that's the best way to take on Sunrisers. They're not strong bowling. So either buy Chennai runs or back them for the chase, even if it's unlikely. So if Sunrisers do get 225 in the first innings, presumably Chennai would be a very good price to chase that down, but they can.
Yeah, Chennai could well be a hot bet to follow in the chase. Interesting what you said about Sunrisers' surface. I should actually note that we're talking about that look now, pitch on comms of being dug up and relayed, and it looks much better for batting than it has been in the past. That was something we talked about in the preview show, shorting runs at look now. So just to say, hold fire on that one. Let's have a good look at what's happening at look now. Players to follow, just want to make a point about Gaikwad, has been boosted to 7-2, but two-year win rate, 18.7, is really, really poor. Pathirani, you mentioned, Paul, is winning 25% of the time. So he's 100 to 30 for top Chennai bowler. And I've got a note on here, 15 to 2 for a ton, but with Betfair Sportsbook in this game. Richard, we spoke about this last week, but we've got Henrik Klassen winning 33% of the time. He's 13 to 5, bang at number 5. I mean, what do we do?
Yeah, and he should have won in the last game, didn't he? What was he, 5 away? For me, the cutoff's 4-1, and any shot, I have to leave him. The only way, I think, if you keep your eye on the team news, and I think this might happen at some point, I can see Glenn Phillips coming in for Adrian Markram and Klassen going up to form, Phillips playing the finisher role. Then, obviously, Klassen at 4, you can back him a little bit shorter. So keep an eye on the team news. But as he is batting at 5, I think you just have to leave him unless you're going to take a chance in play, and we know he can catch up, obviously.
Paul, Krishnamurti, players to follow?
Just Pathirana at 100 to 30.
Rich, do you want to pick anyone out?
I'm going to have a few quid on Jadeja, top CSK by 11 to 1. I know they're full of runs, but I just think a left-hander might come to the fore here. He's the biggest price, being batting in the middle order. Just think for a small interest.
Marvellous. That's IPL Betting Hub on Cricket Only Better for Betfair. All done, three games previewed. It's just a small matter of giving you the winners now. Richard and Paul have 5 points each to spend. Loads of winners last time. Paul Krishnamurti welcoming you back for best bets. Can you go first?
Okay, first bet is on the outright market. It's a back to lay of 3 units on Gujarat at 15. And we're going to look to lay that back at 6, although I may discuss it further in future episodes. And on the Gujarat game against Punjab, if Gujarat back first, 1.200 or more first innings runs, 0.5210, 0.5220.
Richard?
Yeah, straightforward then for me. 1.5 points, Mohit Sharma, top Gujarat bowler versus Punjab, that's 4-1. 1.5 points, Pat Cummins, top SRH bowler versus CSK, 100-30. 1 point, Anrik Narkia, top Delhi Capitals bowler, 3-1 versus KKR. I'm all for the bowlers this week. Then I've got a point to go, so I'm going to split stakes. Ravi Jadeja, 0.5 point, top CSK batsman versus SRH, 11-1. And then final half unit, Akshar Patel, top Delhi Capitals batsman at 14-1 versus KKR.
Thank you very much. Make a note of those ones for 3 games in the IPL this week. Betting.betfair has you covered for every game in the IPL. We're back same time and same place next week on the IPL Betting Hub for Betfair. This is Cricket Only Better. We'll see you then.